empty.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kev. We'd look forward to your phone call here. The number is 395-1450, and both phone lines are open here, so give us a call. 395-1450 will be here today till 5, so get the calls in now.
That's right, or you can send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer, you're having a problem, or you just want to say hi, go ahead, send us an email. Again, it's computerguys@whtc.com.
That's right. Well, Kev, just a few days left of Christmas, but because of the holiday setup, we won't be missing any shows.
That's right. They just happen to fall on the right days this year.
That's right. But if you do happen to find yourself missing out on one of those shows, you're always welcome to listen to some of our older shows, and that's free. And to do that, you can listen to our podcast.
You can either do that via iTunes, if you have that. It's free software out there. So if you want to download it, it's easy to get that. Otherwise, you can go to, what's the name of that website again?
Computerguys.podomatic.com.
There you go. Computerguys.podomatic.com. It's also available through that. So either way, it's a great way to get it. Now, you're probably going to want to have a high-speed internet connection if you want to listen. It might take a while to download if you're still using dial-up. But hey, if you're still using dial-up, that's a great reason to upgrade so you can listen to us.
There you go.
What more do you need?
If you live in an area that's eligible for it, DSL is only
$14.99. Starts out at that price.
If you have AT&T as your local provider.
That is the one loophole that they get you with.
A little bit, yes. Now, Kev, some of our listeners might be out of the AT&T area. South of here, Saugatuck is Verizon. Do you know about what the prices are down there?
I think it starts at $19.99. Okay. So their prices came down accordingly. And they've got different packages and promotions available. Always look at the fine print on those. If you see, hey, $10 a month for the first 3 months, and then it goes up to $40 a month. Not such a good deal. So watch that.
Prices in Australia?
Yeah, they're solid. With Kangaroo Telecom, just a good option.
Are you serious? Or are you?
I just made that up.
Oh, you sound like you knew what you were talking about.
Exactly. That's the key. Just got to figure it out as you go.
These headphones sound weird today.
Everything. I know they do. Everything sounds like. What's going on?
I thought it was just me. I don't know.
Super bassy.
It is. There's a lot of bass coming through here.
Yep.
Now, I know that, whoa.
What was that? Holy cow, that's loud.
It is loud. Josh just pushed the button there.
Push the magic button.
Okay, so anyway, let's go to some news here today. Now, this is not exactly 100% computer related, but it's more or less a computer. We talked last week briefly about the Nintendo Wii that I got.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a popular holiday gift item. And it's sort of a computer because it has Wi-Fi built in and you can hook it up to the internet, go online, download different games, and do all these different things. You can actually, Kev, one of the cool things about the Wii is that I'm able to take my digital camera, the little memory card,
sure,
and put it into the Nintendo Wii.
And then what happens?
And then I can see them on TV with
a
little slideshow, and you can play music, and you can draw pictures. You can draw, like, for me, I put sunglasses on one of the pictures.
Now, you see, play music, like built-in music. It's got music in there?
It's got some basic built-in, a little funny little video game music. But you can also play some of your MP3s through
it. Okay. It's not bad.
So, anyway, what we find is that some of the people who are playing these new Nintendo Wiis are getting a little too excited. They're really getting into it. When they're playing the Nintendo baseball game, they're really swinging that controller.
That's right. Send it out of the park.
Yeah, and there's actually a website that's pretty funny. It's called wehaveaproblem.com, spelled W-I-I. And you go there, and there's different videos of what people have done. You've got plasma TVs, nice LCD TVs, these huge high-definition TVs where people have gotten too into the game, and the little strap on the Wii controller breaks and hits the TV. So the good news, though, is that Nintendo has a little recall for all those straps. If you've had a problem or if you want one.
It's not a recall.
You can call it whatever you want.
Something else.
A replacement program.
There we go. The Nintendo Wii wrist wrap. Oh, that's like a tongue twister. Wii wrist wrap replacement program.
There you go.
There you go.
So anyway, if you do have it, you want to be careful, especially if you have a large plasma LCD TV, something along those lines.
Something that costs more than $500. Yeah, you'll probably want to be careful.
Even if you broke a $500 TV, you probably wouldn't feel very good.
Now you think with a standard CRT glass front TV, you could chuck one of those through there? You think
oh,
you
absolutely.
Could do it? Okay.
If you're swinging it hard enough to break the wrist strap.
Maybe we need to do a little technology test.
The best one, though, is there's a video of a girl on there playing, and she's boxing, and she's really getting into it.
That's right. She's getting a workout. So
anyway, so that's one of the big news. It's well, not 100% computer.
Does it have some info on how you...
Just go to Nintendo.com. They have some information there.
Information regarding that. So if you're worried about the Wii wrist strap, you go check that out at Nintendo.com. This is kind of interesting, too. The RIAA, the ones in charge of enforcing basically music software piracy or music piracy, you know, illegal downloading and all that. They dropped a lawsuit against a mother and instead targeted the sons who had been doing the downloading. That's good news and not so good news for the mother of five who was targeted by the recording industry for their anti-piracy campaign. The good news for Patty Santangelo is she is no longer a target of a lawsuit claiming she downloaded thousands of songs. The woman claimed that she had never downloaded music and was unaware that her kids were involved in such activity. That's where the bad news comes in. Two of her children are still being sued by the Recording Industry Association of America. In asking for a dismissal of the charges against the woman, an attorney for the industry said the record companies still believe they can win damages against Santangelo, but prefer to pursue the case against the kids instead. All told, recording companies under the umbrella of the RIAA of America have sued more than 18,000 people, accusing them of pirating music through file-sharing computer networks. Most of those networks have been forced out of business.
You know, Kevin, this is really important because a lot of people have purchased, you know, iPods or MP3 players or different things, and they get it back. And I remember talking to one customer one time, and they said, well, now where do we get the free music?
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, the good old days of downloading whatever songs you wanted are over.
Pretty much.
And
now
so,
it can still happen, but the fact is they're doing something about it.
Right, exactly. And so that's the thing, you know, as a parent, you know, you don't really want your kids downloading music for free if you're going to end up getting sued.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an important thing. You know, when they say, oh, yeah, well, the kids, you know, they just, I don't know. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's frustrating and it's annoying.
I agree. And everybody thinks, hey, all I have to do is buy the player. All the music's free. Well, yeah, you could try and get it for free. That's true. But there's a good chance that you're going to get some other garbage as well.
And now, actually, you know, the most popular one out there is the iPod. But one of the kind of surprising winners out there is it's made by a company, Sansa. Is that how you say mm-hmm. it?
Sansa.
And yeah. Now you've purchased two of those?
Yeah.
A couple of
the older versions.
Yep.
It's a very simple, easy to use, basic MP3 player. It's also got video ability built into it now.
Pictures?
Does pictures as well. Still pictures. You can do movies on there. Nice, small, compact screen. Built-in battery. They've also, the older ones, they had user replaceable batteries. But this is a built-in, good battery life. It's, you know, a lot cheaper, starting at around $120 or so. And that's for usually at least 2 gigs of storage. The other nice part about it is they've got a built-in expansion slot. So basically what that means is you can take some digital memory, pop it in there, and make the player hold a lot more songs than it used to be able to.
And what type of media is that?
Yeah, most of it's the SD card.
Okay, so those are pretty cheap, too.
Pretty cheap, pretty common. It probably is the same one that you have in your digital camera, if you've got a recently made digital camera, except for a Sony.
Now, with something like that, you can get these, you know, not all these little SD memory cards are built the same.
Nope.
Some of them are high speed, some of them are not. With an MP3 player like does that make a difference?
It doesn't when it comes to actually playing the music. Any one of those will get the job done. It does affect how fast you can copy songs to or from that memory card. So if you're trying to load this thing up with songs as fast as you can, the faster the card is, the better, you know, the faster the songs are going to transfer.
Okay.
So that's really where the time comes in.
So for playing it,
mm-hmm.
because you'll see some of these deals out there, you know, get your 1 gig SD card for $20.
Yep.
Probably not high speed.
If it doesn't advertise high speed, it's not high speed.
Okay.
So... And it's rated in usually an X, like 40X, 60X, 150X. The faster, the better. Another thing to look for is just a good warranty. Most of them carry a lifetime warranty or at least a 5-year. Make sure you get that.
you know, and go with probably a brand that you've heard of if given an option. There's some out there that you probably haven't heard of that are still really great. And look at that warranty too. So a lot of things to consider, but it's a nice way. You know, you buy one memory card, you can use it in your camera or in your MP3 player.
That's right. Give us a call here. Listen to the computer guys, 395-1450. We'll be on today till 5 o'clock here. Phone lines are open. Give us a call here. We'd like to hear from you. Now, one of those things, Kev, too, is, for instance, like those SD cards, you can use it in MP3 players, digital cameras, all that different type of thing.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about it? Recommend as far as you probably don't want to use those for different ones. You know, if it's going to be for an MP3 player, keep it with an MP3 player.
Yeah, it works. It gets the job done. I don't know if you'd want to swap it back and forth all the time. And the way that works is basically the MP3 player creates a folder where it puts information, and the camera also creates one where it puts information. Now, if you were to format the card or do some messing around of where the files are stored, it's possible that if you had photos on there, you're not going to be able to get them anymore. Your camera may not be able to see them. You may have accidentally deleted them. I would say the one thing you want to do is before you switch devices, make sure you have everything important off of it. So if you've taken photos, instead of just throwing it into your MP3 player, pull them onto your computer first and then switch it around.
There we go. All right, Kev, we have an email here. I don't know if we can answer this, but we can give it a try here. This is, hi, guys. I've messed up the inbox screen to where it doesn't. This is probably for your email here with Microsoft Outlook. I've messed up the inbox screen to where it doesn't display the from, subject, and time of my incoming messages. This is how it happened. Went into my email, hit send and receive. Box popped up showing the messages it was receiving. I went to move the box down out of the way to see what the messages it already received. It must have hit the wrong button because then suddenly, you know, those little headers were gone. So the deleted screen is fine, but not the inbox. And so when you go to your inbox there, they are missing the from, you know, and some of those other ones there.
Yeah, that's when they're in the inbox or at an actual message.
Nope, in the inbox.
Okay, sure. Let's see.
Because here on Outlook Express, what you can do is right click the mouse over one of those columns at the top because they still have some of them. And if you right click on it in Outlook Express, you have your options for columns.
Okay.
Take a look on your Outlook there because mine is going to be Outlook Express.
Yeah, you basically have customized current view and then you can format columns. So it's like another menu inside of that. But okay. Yeah, you can do that. Or you can go to, let's see, you've got a field chooser too, which allows you, those are all predefined fields that you can have pop up as columns. So that depends sort of on the version of Outlook you're running, whether it's 97, 2000 XP.
Which leads into another thing that a lot of people find is they'll have all of a sudden, it'll instead of sorting all their emails in their inbox by date, suddenly they're all by the sender. So mm-hmm. They're sort of out of order by date. And again, in order to, in Outlook Express or Outlook or any of those type of programs where it delivers an email to your computer, all you have to do to sort that column is click on from or subject or date, and it'll sort it in either ascending or descending order.
Sure.
So, for instance, I like my emails, the new ones, I like them to be on top.
I agree.
But I've talked to a few customers before, and they'll say, nope, like it the other way. New ones go on the bottom.
Hey, if it goes to the bottom, I just won't see it, and I'll forget about it. That's why I do the top. So, whatever works for you.
Yeah, it's just a matter of personal preference. And yeah. Not everybody, you know, I'm sure you've got quite a few emails in your inbox there.
Yeah, about 2,490.
Give or take, right?
I need to clean a little bit of house. I know. It's now, hanging out there. It's over my head.
Be honest with me here. How many of those are unread?
Not that many.
How many?
All right.
What does it say? Just should say inbox, and then in parentheses there.
333.
Oh, not that many. That's like...
But those aren't important ones. Those are generic ones that I just haven't taken the time to delete.
That's 12.5% of them, Kev.
Well, that's good math, Dave. But
I thought when you said not many, it was going to be like 20 or 30.
But yeah, 300 out of 2,490. That's not a... bad ratio. I didn't think
300 of those are from me.
Yeah, that's right. They're all forwards from Josh.
Yeah, all those go into a separate folder of items not to read. So, hey, no. I'll get to it, guys. Come on, give me a break.
Well, Christmas is coming up. You'll have a few days off.
Sure, that's exactly what I want to do. Christmas Day, I'm going to be sitting down deleting old emails.
Here we go. This is a great story. There was a story about somebody, I think this was in the Wall Street Journal. There was an article about emails, and this one guy had gotten so far behind. He had literally thousands of emails that he actually needed to reply to, and that he was, you know, an active member of whatever it was he was doing. And he felt so overwhelmed. He was getting so stressed out by it. You know, and some people, that's all they communicate with is email.
Exactly.
And he was so buried in he got to the point where he didn't even open his email for a few days. And finally, he'd had enough. So he went in one day, deleted it all.
Start fresh.
Just deleted them. Just deleted everything. And then he sent out a huge email to everyone and said, I had a computer problem. I had a computer problem and I've lost all my emails. So I apologize if I haven't gotten back to you, but it's all gone.
Personal problem.
Yeah.
Was it a computer problem? Computer glitch.
And you can always blame the computer, right?
Oh, you know, those computers. Can't trust them.
That's true.
So.
I thought that was a pretty funny story. But you know how it is. You know, you get behind on a few. And
sometimes you just need a fresh start. Throw it all away. Start over.
There you go.
I'd have trouble doing that, but, you know.
Give us a call here. You're listening to the Computer Guys, 395-1450. We can help you out if you're having some problems with your computer. You're looking for some last-minute Christmas gift ideas.
Yep, or you'd like to know what we would like for Christmas. That's fine, too. Give us a call. We'll definitely tell you.
I'd like the 46-inch Bravia Sony LCD TV, the 1080p.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I've got three of those. You want me to give you one?
Nope. Josh has a comment there.
He's got a comment in there. He's got one. He brought one with him.
I don't think you're on there, Josh.
Another magic button here. Okay. Now do it. Am I on?
You're on. Great.
Now you're on. Check. Okay. I have a question about the LCD TVs. When they go, I don't know if you guys know this, when they go to HDTV, like when TV programs.
2007?
Programs.
No, it's like 2009.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was 2007. No, wait. Yeah, you're right. It's 2009. Yeah, I forgot what year it was. I can't believe it's 2006.
It's 06
right now.
Oh, no. Anyway. So
when they switch over.
When they switch over, I'm wondering, do you know what they're going to be broadcasting in, 1080i or 1080p?
I don't even think it's going to be that high.
It's 720 then, right?
I don't think they'll jump right to the top. That would eliminate too many people.
But is it going to be I or P? Because do you have to buy a TV based on whether it's interlaced or progressive?
You know, that is a question that I don't know the answer to.
No.
Does anybody know the answer to it? If you do, call us up.
Yeah, this is a national initiative, right?
Yeah, this is something that Congress passed, United States Congress.
So then we'd have to look at
it. And it's some weird day, like February 17, 2009. I don't know how they picked that day.
And have you guys decided, like, do you know what is better, progressive or interlaced?
No, but I saw the TV and I liked it, so I don't know.
Which is that one?
That's a 1080p.
1080p. I think that's a personal preference. I think progressive has often gotten the higher end edge. People say, "Oh yeah, progressive."
Yeah, because
it
draws the whole line.
Yeah, I know.
At once, the interlace does half.
Same thing with the DVDs when they had the first progressive scans. You know, those were always the higher end ones. But you had to have a TV that could take care of it. You know, if you didn't have that, it doesn't look any different.
But anyway, it is confusing. I'll admit, and I try to even keep up on this stuff. You know, So anyway, it's a little bit, not quite computer related, but...
I don't really keep up on this stuff. I've got a TV. It displays pictures that come in from the antenna that sits on the top of it. It's pretty high tech, I know.
All I know is the resolution on my computer screen and my LCD.
Blows your TV away.
Probably, so who cares?
Exactly. I don't know. I don't watch TV.
We're losing credibility as a computer, guys. You don't have cable and I don't have high-speed internet at home or any internet connection in my house.
You don't need it. You have it all day.
You know, okay, this was a story a little while back because people are often afraid of, you know, what information on computers and identity theft. Remember a little while back ago, we talked about the worker from Boeing who lost a laptop with all that personal information?
Yep. Well, I remember.
That employee's been fired.
Ooh.
They got canned for losing out on that information. But it just goes to show you, I was reading through this article and one laptop had enough information. It contained personal information on 382,000 workers and retirees. And some of that included salary information, you know, employees' names, social security numbers, home addresses, phone numbers, birth dates. 382,000 people. Think about that. Think about if you were to go to actually like filing cabinets and try to steal that information.
Take you weeks. Carry a lot of files out.
So anyway, that person, and you know, it's something to worry about. And one of the other things too, which is something to think about. Getting rid, you're buying a new computer, it's time to get rid of the old one, right?
Exactly.
Well, now, if you just use it for some word processing and checking email, different things like that, you're probably not too concerned with your information. But what do you do if you've had Microsoft Money installed or Quicken, you've got, you know, maybe some credit card numbers on there, social security numbers, just like this, and you either want to give away the computer or sell it? What do?
Take it out back and shoot it.
I talked to somebody the other day who did that.
Really?
Yeah, somebody called up on the phone to our office there, and they said that their last computer, they were so mad at it that they took it out and shot it with the gun.
Wow. That's some anyway, serious aggression.
Yeah, well, if you do that, you might not actually hit the hard drive. No. So, but anyway, if you're worried about having a working computer, one of the things you should think about is having it securely formatted, because just erasing that information does not always remove all the information.
Nope.
So, something to think about. Now, if you're, for instance, selling your computer to a friend or different things like that, something to think about, because it's not there. Or the information could still be there, even if you've deleted it, which is kind of scary to some people.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, if you're concerned with that personal information, some people put all kinds of stuff on there. Every password they've ever used, everybody's social security number, their own personal database of sorts, you know.
That's right.
And even, you know, reformat doesn't necessarily take care of that. If somebody wants to get that information back, they're going to. Now, the chances of that happening may or may not be significant. But if you want the peace of mind, you do have to do what's called a secure wipe, where basically the entire hard drive is overwritten, and that's usually requiring some special software to do that. And there's different standards. The best standard is usually the Department of Defense standard. And there's software out there to do that. It may not be something you want to tackle yourself. Some of the places you donate do actually provide that service for you. It's any computer donated through them will be wiped. That's a question to be asked of the place you are donating it to find out whether they're going to do that or not. And if not, you're going to probably want to have that done if that's something you're concerned with.
That's right. So. Give us a call here, 395-1450. Listen to the computer guys here. We are on every Wednesday, 4:30 to 5 here. Just a few minutes left in the program. Kev, you got any interesting tech news, computer news?
Google's in the news again. Surprise, surprise. Google and the NASA Ames Research Center are joining forces to bring you into space, at least through your cyberspace link. The two firms have finalized a deal to have more of the space agency's imagery and information linked through the top search engine on the internet. Under the deal, Ames will feed Google with its weather forecasting information, 3D maps of the moon and Mars, as well as real-time tracking of the International Space Station and Space Shuttle flights.
Okay, now this is not Google related. It's along
space
those lines.
Related?
No, not space okay. related. Okay, Microsoft has like a 3D map thing that you can go to.
Sure.
Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. Have you been there where you?
Yeah, I think we talked about it on when they were premiering it.
Right. Well, it was so slow then it wasn't even worth going to because everybody was trying to go to it. But if you go out there now and you do Microsoft, it's like Microsoft mapping. I think it's through, I don't remember what the website is, but if you do a search, you'll find it. And anyway, they have like San Francisco, different cities where that you can go through there. And it's literally like you're flying through the city. It's absolutely amazing, but you'll need to have a fast computer and a fast internet connection. So
you have to have pretty good graphics card there?
Probably. I mean, it wasn't too bad. So.
That's cool.
Well, anyway, Kev, let's go to the phone lines here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, I just had a comment to make regarding that hard drive scenario you were talking about a while ago.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure.
My solution is I've gone through computers quite a bit, and I've added an external hard drive to my computer,
mm-hmm.
and I store all my documents, all my cookies and favorite files, anything on the internet goes to the, you can reposition that stuff to whatever drive you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I store everything on an external drive, which are quite affordable right now. And so whenever I upgrade my computer, I don't have to remove all my files or anything like that. They're already just a plug-in, and I'm ready to go. And it increases my security.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I've done to deal with that kind of situation.
Okay. Yeah, well, have you had to replace the external drive yet?
No. In fact, okay. I work part-time in a local electronics shop, so actually I have a couple of those right now.
Okay.
I use one as a backup, just in case.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yep, exactly. Have another copy of it. Great idea.
Yep, that's my solution.
Cool. Hey, well, thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
Have a good one. Yeah, because that's the one thing, is that those drives definitely do fail, and we've seen it before.
And every hard drive fails. Doesn't matter what it is, it's going to fail eventually.
One of these days.
Yep.
All right,
hopefully later as opposed to sooner.
Let's continue on with the phone calls here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
I have a question.
Sure. What's going on?
What's the difference between these CDs, a writable and a rewritable, a CDR and a CDRW?
Yep. A CDR is used to be written to one time. And a CDRW can be rewritten, sort of like a thumb drive or a floppy drive can be written multiple times.
You can basically erase the RW and start from scratch.
Where
with the CDR cannot be erased. Now, there is an option to add new sessions to it, so you can write something to it once, and as long as it's not full, you can keep writing to it. And that's one way to go. But, with an RW, you can erase the whole thing and start from scratch again.
I see. Okay, so that's why they're more expensive than the others?
Yep, they're a little bit more expensive, and they're not quite as fast. They're a little bit slower. You can get the fastest ones, are like 24X or so. And the faster, the better, but they're not quite as fast as the one-time writes.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks for your call. Bye-bye. And then one other thing to know about those is take care of your CDs. If it's in a CDRW, make sure it's in a case. Don't just throw it on your desktop. The less scratching or fingerprints that they're exposed to, the better, the longer, the last, the more reliable they will be.
Why were you looking at me when you said that, Kev?
Well, I know you'd never take care of your CDs. Chuck them over there.
Because all my CDs, all my rewritable CDs have scratches all over them. None
they're
of them
destroyed.
Have but yeah, and then surprise one other thing too is CDRWs don't work in most CD players, like for music.
Unless a newer one and it's labeled as such.
But for instance, most of them.
Yeah, if you've got an older CD player, it probably won't work. Sometimes they advertise the ability to do so, and then it should work for you. So.
I have to say, the first time I tried that after CD rewritables came out, this is when it was pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't play in my car. I was a little disappointed.
Yep, definitely.
So, well, anyway, Kev, we're approaching the end of the show here.
That's right. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Well, we'll be back next week, Wednesday. Until then, everyone have a Merry Christmas.
Listening to another hour of the Holland area's news and information station, 1450 WHTC Holland.